The Kinematic Properties of Milky Way Stellar Halo Populations, by James M. M. Lane et al. In the Gaia-era, stellar kinematics are extensively used to study galactic halo stellar populations, to search for halo structures, and to characterize the interface between the halo and hot disk populations. We use distribution function-based models of modern datasets with 60-phase space data to qualitatively describe a variety of kinematic spaces commonly used in the study of the galactic halo. Furthermore, we quantitatively assess how well each kinematic space can separate radially anisotropic from isotropic halo populations. We find that scaled action space, the " action diamond, is superior to other commonly used kinematic spaces at this task. We present a new, easy-to-implement selection criterion for members of the radially anisotropic Gaia-Enceladus merger remnant. Assuming a 1-to-1 ratio of Gaia-Enceladus stars to more isotropic halo, we find our selection achieves a sample purity of 82% in our models with respect to contamination from the more isotropic halo. We compare this criterion to literature criteria, finding that it produces the highest purity in the resulting samples, at the expense of a modest reduction in completeness. We also show that selection biases that underlie nearly all contemporary spectroscopic datasets can noticeably impact the ELZ distribution of samples in a manner that may be confused for real substructure. We conclude by providing recommendations for how authors should use stellar kinematics in the future to study the galactic stellar halo. This was The Kinematic Properties of Milky Way Stellar Halo Populations, by James M. M. Lane et al.